Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. These are the teaching editions. I love these. I love interviewing founders, but I love these because this is where I get to work with you. The goal of the podcast is to equip, encourage and educate entrepreneurs. This is where I educate you. This is where I give you the information necessary to, in fact, you know, succeed as a startup. All right, just let my dog out. She's driving me crazy here in my office. So let's get going. What I'm talking about today is your four tips to making money from day one in your business. This is a unique concept that I have. I expect to make money from day one. My company's statistically have always made money within the first week. Well, Sean, how do you do that? Well, okay, I haven't had a $1 billion company yet. I haven't had a company that needed, you know, millions of dollars of seed money. They're not the companies that I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to service companies. And so if I can stack the deck where we provide a service on day one, you pay us $100 an hour for A, it costs me this much money for my employee to provide that service. Is B, there's a margin between A and B. I make money on C, and I make that on day one. Let me go through that, because this is why you got to find your niche. You got to find out what works for you. There's some guys, maybe it's online. That's where they make their money. That's fine, okay? My brain doesn't get around it. I love online, and I like using it as a vehicle to attract business. I see it as an incredible vehicle for marketing. I own a digital marketing company. And I think it's the best digital marketing company in the state of Virginia. And I definitely think it'll be the biggest. So I love it, but I don't, it's not, how do I explain it? I still make money within the service end of digital marketing. See, my understanding of business is I love service businesses. Well, Sean, why do you love service businesses? Because I'm going back to this, number one, I like fast starts. Because most people can't afford to wait a year to make money. I like service companies because you only have to do two things well. Number one is, assuming you have a wanting audience for what you're offering, you're going to make money. Now, what am I saying? If there's a demand for what your services provide, example, digital marketing, there's tons of small businesses that don't understand digital marketing, and they would pay for a company to provide digital marketing services, teach them how to effectively market their business online. Our unique selling propositions, we'll do it in person. We'll actually meet with you each month, go over what we're doing. We make it very, you know, very close relationship. Okay, we make it easy to understand. So, you know, most business owners are over age of 50. So that's our unique selling proposition, but it's a service. So how did we make money from day one? We made money from day one in that startup because we knew who our target customer was, and we knew we could have a fast start. I don't pick services that I'm not sure if there's a wanting audience. No, I stack the deck. So number one, why I love service companies, and I'm kind of getting off on a tangent, but I'm showing you how, in fact, I do make money on day one. Hey, listen, I just bought a Super Bowl ad, pre-bought a Super Bowl ad for one of my companies. And I just sent them a deal back. I'll take two. If I can prepay now, like 4 months in advance, for my Super Bowl ads, I'll take two of them. Listen to me, that's when you're not selling just courses. That's when you're not just one of these online gurus. Physical businesses, that's what I have, okay? But again, the whole idea is that you can have a fast start, and why I love service companies, getting back to it, is because I only gotta do two things. Wanting audience, okay? I know there's gonna be people that want what we're offering. There's a demand for the service. And number two is I just gotta market it. Now I'm going back to the Super Bowl ad. I know how to market my companies. I know what moves the needle. So if I have a demand for my service and I know how to attract target customers, make the phone ring, make them fill out the estimate requests, I'm going to make money from day one. I only accomplished two things. Back to number one. How do you make money from day one in your business? You need to have a fast start, which can only happen if you have tested your idea and know there's a wanting audience for what you're selling. See, I'm a service guru. I understand service companies. I understand margins. I've done a few that didn't work because the margins weren't big enough. You know, it was a service where people really, there was, it's not even that you had competition. The target audience didn't view competition as competition. It was just totally price driven. So we felt what we were offering was so unique, and the target customer's like, yeah, that's unique, but I'm not willing to pay for it. Okay? So to have a fast start, you need to test your idea, and you need to know that there's an audience that's going to buy from you day one. Number two, you need to start lean, which means you don't spend a dime on anything that doesn't open your doors, which means you don't spend a dime on anything that doesn't allow you to operate your business. You don't buy that new desk, that new computer, this. If you don't need it, you don't buy it. Why? Because you need to have money to fail. I don't like failing. I think this idea of, you know, fail often, an idiot came up with that. That's the dumbest piece of advice. Fail often. No. Fail early. Okay, get it out of the way. Fail forward. This will be a podcast lesson. Learn something from it and fail cheap. Okay, so start lean because you need to have some runway to make mistakes. And not often is it so much as a mistake as you're going to need to pivot. You're going to have to pivot in a direction you don't see. And if you don't have enough money to make that pivot, that's what puts companies out of business. So start lean. Number three, set a goal. And we're going back to this. And make profiting from day one, not just a want, but a must. And how do you do this? Pre-sell. Start getting clients during the startup phase. This is the biggest part. How do we do this? So I'm going back to, you know, you need to have a fast start, and we do that by testing. But now number three, I'm kind of telling you the next stage of this. Make profiting from day one a must. So it's a must now. It's not a want, it's a must. Number three, it's a must. How do I do that? I pre-sell. I make sure I have a big opening. When I had a retail store, we had a big opening. Made money day one. My service companies, I do a massive launch of marketing to pre-sell. So we're going to open up on October 1, but in September we have our phone number set up and we start pre-marketing. So we're going to have customers from day one that my reps can go out and service. Pre-sell. I start, you know, and our digital marketing, we started pre-getting clients. We started getting client people that I knew would buy from us because of my reputation, whether, you know, I knew people in the area, I knew other business owners, we pre-sold. Okay, it's kind of like, you know how if you ever watch NASCAR, they don't just go from a dead stop, they kind of like move a little bit and then boom, they go. It's kind of easier to go from a little bit of a rolling start than it is from a dead start. So I want to pre-sell. Number four, this is huge. Make your margin strong. Why? So you don't have to sell an endless amount to make profit. This is just me. Unless you're Amazon, okay, or Walmart, I like good margins. Margins allow me to make money in abundance. And it allows me to hire really good people to provide the services that my companies provide. Okay, I can't make an audacious promise in my branding position and then have not so talented people out there representing my company. There's a disconnect there. Okay, our branding position, let's say, is to be the leader in such and such, and I'm sending out people that with less than 5 years experience in the given profession, that's a disconnect. So make your margins strong so you don't have to sell an endless amount to make some profit. All right, these are just four tips because I get people that are struggling making money in their startup. These are the four tips. Number one, you need to have a fast start, which can only happen if you've tested your idea and you know there's a wanting audience for what you're selling. Number two, you start lean. This just means you don't spend a dime on anything that doesn't open the doors, doesn't allow you, you don't spend a dime on anything that doesn't allow you to operate the business that given day. Again, nothing extra, just enough to get this business to see if we got a pulse here. Number three, set a goal that profit is a must from day one. It's no longer a want, it's a must. Okay? So you start pre-selling, start getting clients in advance of your startup date. And number four, make your margins strong. So you don't have to send, you know, you don't have to sell an endless amount. These are my four secrets to making money from day one in your business, in your startup. These are critical. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Hey, follow me on Instagram. A lot of people do, okay? You'll see a lot of people do. And I constantly are sharing encouraging things on there that will definitely help you, equip, encourage you, and educate you on how to start and grow your business. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk again soon. Tell others about the podcast.